no gain on the play. Other than that, those two long plays for that even game.
Yep, a couple of wild ones. And Flynn and company, and they're kind of in Richland Center's mode right now. Take a little time between plays. Let that clock work down. It's down to 2 minutes to play now.
Richland Center burned some timeouts already this half.
Flynn awaiting the snap, third down, and here is the handoff. There's that reverse going back to Plumlee. He's wide open down to the goal line, and a River Valley score. 4 yard touchdown run with a minute 47. Looks River Valley up 27-6 now. 27 unanswered points. That was a play we just talked about, and
right.
It worked that time, didn't it?
Yeah, they've been successfully stopping it, but worked the last couple times.
Aiden Plumlee with his second touchdown tonight. Extra point kick coming out from Ron Osborne out of the hold of Quincy Blakely. Trying to make it 28 points. There's a snap placement by Blakely. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. 28-6. River Valley, a minute 47 remaining in high school football from WRCO Sports.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Here at River Valley High School, it is a 28-6 lead. River Valley's had an amazing second half here. River Ridge defeats Boscobel 64-6 tonight. Potosi Castle over Iowa Grant 48-6. Bangor 38-0 over Royal. Ithaca 43, Nacita 14. Those are all finals tonight on the Filmy Flip Phone, sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. Here's the approach by River Valley, and Osborne with the end-over-end kick. Blast that ball down around the 5-yard line. Picked up now by Baker, and he'll return it to the 20. 25, rolls around to the 35, breaks it out to the 40 before
great
he slugged down. It was. Tackle made by 32, Carter Lewis. And that's where the Hornets will take over for their fourth possession. 39-yard line, their own, with a minute 39 remaining. Good game plan tonight by Richland Center. And it worked for two quarters.
Worked for everything but two plays.
Two plays. Yep. And now a third. They have
a couple of
this last touchdown, but River Valley really putting the exclamation point on with that touchdown. The Hornets will get the ball, and we'll see what they try to do here. At this point, you work a little bit toward next week, right?
Yeah.
Hornets will have a homecoming game with Dodgeville next week. Timeout is called, I believe.
No, they're pointing at the River Valley bench for some reason.
Okay. Got to make sure always that people are on the, you know, not standing in bounds and things like that. Could have been it. They've got a little trail that they're supposed to walk on. First down for the Hornets. Yep, back to throw. Runs it himself. Cuts to the 40.
Nice play.
45-50. Moving to the 45 of River Valley. Spun around at the 40. Down to the 38-yard line of River Valley. Shep with a good run. He can do that, and that is going to stop the clock momentarily as they reset the chains. A minute 29 remaining.
23-yard run.
Impressive run, and the Hornets back in the huddle. Now the clock starts again. A minute 20 and counting down here in the ballgame. 28-6 River Valley. Hornets out and set. Ball at the 38-yard line. Shep looking it over. He'll operate out of the shotgun. He's got Dosh directly behind him. And there's a whistle and a flag for something. Somebody move?
I don't know what that call is.
I don't either. It's a false start.
It must have been.
It looked like somebody was moving their hand instead of being set in the three-point stance or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, put your hand down, then
lifted it up, maybe. Okay, so a 5-yard penalty. Ball back around the 36-yard line of Richland Center. Whistle starts the clock again. Shep will operate out of the shotgun. He's got a man wide to the right side, awaiting a snap. There it is. Low snap. He picks it up. Shep runs to the right side. Decides to look for someone to pass to. Breaks a tackle. Not another one. Then he's going to be brought down at the 45-yard line.
Sprecher, I think.
Sprecher and Tail, maybe? Number 13? Or number 3, I should say.
Yep.
Uchi Tail, and it makes it 47 seconds to go. Hornets lose back to around the 44-yard line, so about 19 yards to go for a first down. And I think there may have been a timeout.
Yep.
We'll take one as well. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. Blackhawks lead it 28-6 with 47 seconds remaining. Second down and 18 yards to go for the Richland Center Hornets. Ball just in River Valley territory now after the loss of some yardage. Shep, the lone man in the backfield. See if he can find somebody on the outside. He's got three wide receivers. Flags fly again. Someone jumped, I believe. It'll go back again on the Hornets, I would believe it looks like. The back judge. Oh, called against River Valley. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Oh, wow. Automatic first down. Oh, they played music.
Oh. Okay. Music on the loudspeaker.
I think so. It's not an automatic first down, I guess.
Hornets got a lot of yardage back, though, on the 15-yarder. Ball is at the 31 of River Valley now. 46 seconds to play. Step from the 35-yard line, awaiting a snap from center. Out of the shotgun. There it is. Shep backs up to the 40. They're coming after him. He sidesteps one, sidesteps another. Won't get much further. And brought down by a gang of Blackhawks. And there's another flag, and somebody kind of got caught up on the top of the quarterback, and there is another flag. There's two flags out there after the tackle on the quarterback, Shep. First guys there were Drew Radel and Blake Brickle, and then somebody on top. They kind of got caught up as they tried to unpile.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the game, you just kind of wish it would be over. And
a little spirited, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't want somebody to get hurt on either team.
No.
On, you know, on plays that don't really matter.
So they will sort it out. Yeah, we were cruising along without a lot of penalties here until the latter part.
Oh, both sides.
Yeah, it went on both sides, so it goes back the right where it was, where it was tackled.
Your mom now wears army boots, I think, was the first guy.
Is that what it was?
I don't know.
I always diffuse the situation. You know, they'd say something like, you stink me. And I'd be like, yeah, I guess probably do. And then I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah. Good way to diffuse it, right?
I think so. I don't know why they're putting the ball there because he got tackled for a 10-yard loss.
They replayed it down.
Oh, okay.
All right. Second down. Ball is at the 32. Second down at about 4 yards to go. The clock goes now. 34 seconds to play in the ballgame. Shep waiting his snap out of the shotgun. There it is. Rolls to his right. Now to his left. Pocket breaks down. There's a holding penalty, and he's going to make it to the 40 and be brought down by Blake Brickle.
So it's either a loss of 10 or a holding from that point.
So let's see what the call is going to be and where the point of inflection is. It's going to be moved back about 10 yards from the 40, it looks like, so probably be back around midfield. Nope, declined by River Valley. All right. And Joe, 19 seconds to go. This one's center football. It should be fourth down, I think. Hard to keep track of downs last few series.
Yeah.
Is it River Valley ball?
I don't know. I think so.
I guess it is. That was fourth down. You know, the guy over on the sideline still had it at second down, I think.
Yeah.
But he probably was confused like us. So
we'll have a kneel down and we'll shake hands. Uh-huh. What a nice game this was.
It was.
Big plays, Phil.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of big plays.
28 unanswered points by River Valley. They're in the victory formation from the 40-yard line. Carstensen ready to snap the ball. Klein looks it over. He'll take the snap from under center. There it is. Takes a knee, and that will do it. Last play of the ball game as River Valley takes the knee in the victory formation. And the Blackhawks get out with a 28-6 victory here and turn it into a happy homecoming.
Yeah.
We'll be back with the Gillenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show in just a moment. This is High School Football Friday night from WRCO Radio Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Gillenic Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Gillenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gillenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to River Valley High School for the Gillenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Phil Mansky, and the final score is 28-6 in favor of River Valley. The Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. Probably one of two touchdowns in this one. River Valley came back after a 6-0 deficit to score early on in the second half, but it probably is the Hayden Plumley touchdown, in which it appeared it was intercepted by Richland Center, and somehow Plumley got it out of the hands and took it down the sidelines to give River Valley the eventual 14-6 lead. Turning point indeed of the game, and that gave River Valley lots of momentum. They go on to score 28 unanswered points, and it was a different ball game. It was not a happy homecoming at halftime for River Valley.
No, not at all.
Trailing 6-0, but good game plan by Richland Center, but River Valley wins out in the end as they roll to a victory. 28-6 the final. Duncan Rewards, turning point of the game. You can join Duncan Rewards to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. Bill and I will have more of the wrap-up coming up from River Valley High School in Spring Green in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for a little extra with your coffee? Duncan Rewards makes every visit more rewarding. Members earn points on every qualifying purchase and can unlock boosted status for even more perks. Enjoy special offers, triple points on select days, and bonus points when you order ahead on the Dunkin' app. Not a member yet? Sign up free on the app or at DunkinRewards.com and get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. Start earning, start sipping, because Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. For the title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at TitleWorks-RC.com.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center. A longtime favorite in Richland County, it remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open every day at 11 a.m., the Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or to carry out.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome back to River Valley High School for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Let's recap the scoring, how it went. The only touchdown in the first half belonged to Richland Center. It was a 45-yard touchdown run by RC quarterback Jaden Shep with 4:09 remaining in the first. The extra point kick by Leif Morris was good. It was no good, that is, and it was 6-0. And that's how it went in the first half. Hornets did an awesome job controlling the field and the clock. River Valley only had two possessions in that first half. Richland Center with three, and we went to halftime 6-0. First score in the third came on River Valley's first possession. They took the opening kickoff and put together the long, sustained drive, and they capped it with a Ty Larson 2-yard touchdown run. Ron Osborne gave River Valley the lead for good with a 7-6 lead after the extra point. After Richland Center turned the ball over on downs, it was Lucas Klein throwing a pass to Caden Plumlee, covered 54 yards, nearly intercepted by the Hornets. Plumlee pulled it away and ran in for a touchdown, a pass play that covered 54 yards. River Valley also had another big play with Lucas Klein throwing to Jordan Gauger in a pass play that covered 64 yards, and Caden Plumlee on the final touchdown of the night with a 4-yard run. That came with a minute 47 remaining. Osborne's kick made it 28-6, and that is the final tonight. Looking at the Richland Center record now, they are 1-3 in the conference. They are now on a 3-game losing streak after getting the victory against Lancaster during week number 3. For River Valley, they improved to 4-0 in the conference, and on the year, they've got, I checked that, they've got a 5-1 record overall, 4-0 in the conference so far, so it continues to be a good run for the coaches. But they've got some tough ones with Platteville waiting in the wings. They've got New Glarus coming up in a couple of weeks, and so they've got some tests in the next few weeks, and this one was a test for Richland Center tonight, no doubt about it, as the Hornets led 6-0. Until, again, that third quarter with 5:36 remaining. So, and the Hornets, their time of possession was incredible in that first half.
Oh, they are a nice football team. You want me to go through some stats?
Do you have some stats?
I do.
Mr. Math teacher?
Richland Center. They didn't have very much passing, but they were 3-for-7 for 41 yards. Leading receiver was Perkins, 1-for-23. Dosh had 23 attempts for 101 yards. It was fun watching him tonight. Sepp had a lot of attempts. He had 14. That's a lot for a quarterback. 41 yards. Perkins had 4 for 14. So they had 41 rushes for 156 yards. They had 11 first downs, and they had 6 penalties for 40 yards. Some of those were kind of crucial. That hurt some momentum there. On the other side, River Valley, they didn't get as much yardage rushing. They had 29, of course, lots less, attempts for 81 yards. Plumlee had a 191 yards offense with six catches, so that's pretty impressive.
Wow. Did he have any rushing yards?
I take that back. I got the wrong quarterback. Fine was the quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that. But, it was interesting. A lot of big plays there. And we had seven first downs, which seems like we had more than that. But Richland Center defensively really did a good job and then gave up a couple big plays and two penalties for 30 yards. Of course, there were some that were declined out there. So,
right.
But heck of a game. Richland Center kind of won the game on rushing, and River Valley kind of won it on passing.
Big plays.
Yeah, yeah, big plays.
Very much so. So it's capped off with the victory here tonight. River Valley celebrates the win, and for the Hornets, back to the drawing board. But they'll have homecoming to get ready for next week with Dodgeville, and we're hoping that they can have as nice weather for their homecoming as River Valley did today. Very summer-like. The extended forecast doesn't sound too bad.
So no, it's always fun when you don't have to play in the rain.
Yes.
And have homecoming in the rain.
Right. For your parade and everything else that you have.
So, a lot of proud parents down here.
Yeah, you bet. And congratulations again, Mr. Parade Marshal tonight.
Got a flower out of the deal.
Congratulations to Eric Briel, who is the latest member of the Ted Lynn Hall of Honor as well. Had a chance to have him on briefly before his adoring public went down to meeting. So, both teams with some things to work on after tonight. But for River Valley, they persevered through a good effort by Richland Center tonight to get the victory.
Yep. All right, always fun being with you.
Appreciate you coming along, Phil.
You bet.
Good deal with the pushing the pencil tonight. We appreciate Phil Manske and his work. And back at the studio, Mr. Fabulous, Tim Feed, doing the honors. Lots of games that were in the area tonight. Maybe we can do just a quick, brief rundown again before we send it back. Fairleader Sheen has beaten Broadhead Judah 46-6. Darlington over Fenimore 37-6. Cincinnati leading the Brewers, bottom of 7-3-1 at last word. New Glarus leads Platteville 29-26 third quarter. That's a big game. And River Ridge has defeated Boscobel 64-6. Potosi-Cassville 48-6 over Iowa Grant. In that one, Bangor 38-0 over Royal. Ithaca defeats Nisida 43-14 as well. The only flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. And coming up, Football Friday night, a look at games and some happenings from around the state. We'll have that for you, and even have me check in, as I usually do, somewhere along the line to recap this game during that statewide broadcast as well. Thanks to everybody here at River Valley. It was a good day today. Enjoyed the school fair. Thanks to Miss G and company, and also Jamie Hegland, the athletic director. Thank you for listening. Tonight's final, River Valley 28, Richland Center 6 in area high school football. From River Valley High School, for Phil Manske, this is Phil Nee saying have a great rest of your weekend. You've been listening to High School Football from WRCO Sports.
Good oral health means better overall health. And Village Family Dental in Spring Green is helping the community get there. Patients are encouraged to brush twice a day, floss regularly, and visit the dentist. Village Family Dental even has a full-time certified orthodontist. People can schedule checkups, cleanings, or a free orthodontic exam. By stopping harmful bacteria before it spreads, Village Family Dental and Orthodontics helps protect more than just teeth. At Village Family Dental, good health truly starts with a healthy smile.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it, we've got you. Always.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. A family business serving the area since 1978, Heartland Christmas Trees is proud to provide handmade wreaths, garlands, and decorations, along with free shaking and netting of every tree. Watch for Heartland Christmas Trees retail outlets to open during the next holiday season and plan to bring home the tradition of a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
And a reminder coming up, sorry about that, and just a reminder coming up at the 9:30, we will be bringing you Football Friday Night, and we'll have a rundown of all the scores in there. Also have scores during the fabulous post-game show coming up tonight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Rundown a few other scores just to keep you up to date on that. Dodgeville, Lancaster leads Dodgeville by a score of 22-14. It's Broadhead, Perry Sheen beat Broadhead Judah by a score of 46-6. And Ithaca beat Deceda by a score of 43-8. And just wanted to run down the what's going to happen weather-wise and look for partly cloudy skies tonight with patchy fog likely with a low of 55. Also, a few morning clouds tomorrow, then sunny skies the rest of the day. Still warm with a high of 81. Mostly clear and cooler tomorrow night. Some patchy fog is possible with a low of 46. Sunny and pleasant on Sunday with a high of 76. And very warm for this time of year with a few afternoon clouds on Monday and a high of 83. And currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and our current temperature is 63 degrees.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
Thanks for joining us for local sports coverage on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Since 1949, WRCO Radio has proudly covered local sports, made possible by the unwavering support of our communities. We salute the student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans who work together to make these moments happen. It takes a team to bring local sports to life, and we're honored to be part of yours. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
And we're just about a half a minute away from football. football Friday night, and just wanted to give you an update on what's happening in Major League Baseball. I'm sure a lot of people are interested for the Brewers because they won't have a chance to get that best record in baseball. And unfortunately, the Brewers lost to the Reds 3-1 tonight, and the Phillies won earlier this evening over Minnesota. So the magic number still remains one to take the best record in baseball. Of course, the Brewers have two more games coming up to play against Cincinnati, so hopefully they can do it then. Now to Football Friday Night.
Football Friday Night, courtesy of the Wisconsin Radio Network, is sponsored on WRCO Radio by Larson Collision and Paint, Burnham Lumber, Classic Auto Body, Walsh's Ace, Scott Industries, Cardinal Glass CG, Wallace Cooper and Elliott, Utter Brothers, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Dairy Hardware, Sunshine and Giggles, Christie's Sunnyside, Arthur's Supper Club, A&W of Boscobel, People's Community Bank, Added Touch, Arneson Repair, and Wisconsin Riverside and Resort.
Week 6 already of the high school football season, and this is Football Friday Night. My name is Chuck Freeman. That is Dan Pfeiffer. Good to have you along. Spencer Williams spinning the dials tonight. And we're turning the corner and heading for home on playoff positioning, clinching playoff berths, and conferences forming right now to see who are the players and who are the teams that are playing for next year.
And, you know, you talk about those conference showdowns. There are just a bunch of them tonight, Chuck. Southeast Conference, you had unbeaten Franklin going up against unbeaten Bradford. You had a 5-1 Greenfield team taking on Grafton tonight in the Woodland Conference. Head over towards the Madison area. You had Lake Mills at 5-0 going up against a very good Lodi team at 4-1. Then you've got rivalry games going on tonight. You got Parker and Craig in Janesville battling for the Monterey Rock Trophy. You've got the oldest rivalry in the state tonight, the Old River Jug game, 137 meetings between Baraboo and Reedsburg. All kinds of great stuff going on tonight, Chuck, and as you mentioned, really some key games in terms of deciding conference battles and determining playoff position as part of tonight's slate. It is a great week of high school football.
We got teams like Tomahawk who are looking to become 6-0 for the first time in school history. We got all of the matchups in the Fox Valley Association covered, all four of those games. There's a big one at Fruit Field in Fond du Lac to decide, well, maybe sole possession of the Flyway. Could Mayville hold on to it? They took on Springs tonight. We'll get to that one as well.
I'm even going to tell you about one in the northwest part of the state. You had Grantsburg taking on Chautauqua Weyerhauser tonight. Big game in the Lakeland Conference. Who came away with that one in that battle of unbeatens?
Grantsburg, they are back. They got beat in the state finals last year in Division 6 by Lomira, but they got a lot of guys back, and they're playing some good football as well. We are just getting started. It's Dan Pfeiffer. My name is Chuck Freeman. Great to have you along. Football Friday Night, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. We're just getting started. We're coming right back.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall, an amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential shouses, and much more, all built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details. Apple season is in full swing at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and much more. Perfect for eating or baking. Sip on fresh apple cider, enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mom's squash and pumpkins. Oakwood Fruit Farm open daily 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Wallace Cooper and Elliott are proud to support Richland Center Hornets football. Just like the Hornets, they know that teamwork, preparation, and protection make all the difference. So whether it's home, auto, life, or business insurance, the team is here to help you protect what matters most. From Friday night lights to everyday life, they're in your corner. Let's go, Hornets! From your friends at Wallace Cooper and Elliott.
First down!
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know we carry Lube King oil and lubricants? We carry diesel or gasoline motor oils, two different types of gear lubricants, transmission fluid, and hydraulic fluid in different weights for all of your equipment. All of these are in 2-gallon jugs, and the universal hydraulic oil is in 5-gallon buckets. So stop in at our Richland Center store or Muscadet for all these and all these other great products, and as always, we do appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Welcome back to Football Friday Night. This is Chuck Freeman along with Dan Pfeiffer. Here's how we work it. We go around the state for the next hour and a half, and we have reporters at all the big matchups. So we're going to get a lot of them in, a lot of them out. We start first with Beaver Dam and Watertown, the 104th meeting between these two. Did you mention this one before in your rivalries? You didn't mention the
It is Beaver Dam. A big one that's out there, yes. Beaver Dam playing Baraboo. That is, if I'm not mistaken.
No, Beaver Dam Watertown.
Oh, Beaver Dam Watertown, 104th meeting between these two teams.
Littleton Conference rivals. Now they play in the East Central Conference. Beaver Dam wins 35-7. Our guy Wade Bates, DailyDodge.com, Football Friday Night affiliate, ESPN Radio and Beaver Dam on hand for the Golden Beavers getting a win. Wade, kick us off.
Well, guys, the Beaver Dam was decimated by injuries early in this year, and they're getting healthy. They switched to the single wing for the second straight game. They rolled up 300-plus yards rushing. Parker Blank, 131 yards, a touchdown run. The 78-yard pick six, Brock Hiley, three more touchdowns for Beaver Dam. They opened up a 28-0 lead at the half, led 35-0 after one possession in the second half. Watertown got a late touchdown from Davis Cashin to Hayden Colden, and that was it. You know, really not much of a game today. Beaver Dam dominated, ran at will, and they're heating up as they head down the home stretch of the season.
Very good. Wade Bates, Beaver Dam gets the win. Wade Bates from ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam.
So what's interesting about Beaver Dam is they're in that East Central with Plymouth and Port Washington. But as Wade said, they're getting healthy and they play Port Washington in Week 8 and Plymouth in Week 9, both at home. Look out, Beaver Dam could upset one of those two teams.
Wausau East took on Medford. Wausau East is 31-8 winners tonight. East looking for their first conference win in the Greater Northern Conference, and they got it over Medford. Tom King from Zaleski Sports on hand. Tom?
Yeah, they had dropped four in a row and hadn't looked particularly good, but tonight it was a different story. It started, their first play from scrimmage was a 90-yard touchdown pass from sophomore quarterback Cam Rye, making his first varsity start, to receiver Tanner Kostrowski, 90 yards for a score. The game was just 7-6 at halftime, but then East went crazy in the second half. He installed two touchdown runs. Caden Meverton had an 81-yard pick six. And here's the stat of the night. Seven stops on fourth down for the East defense against Medford's offense, three times inside the 10-yard line. And the defense was key tonight for the Lumberjacks' win, their first conference win of the season. They're 2-4 overall, 31-8 the final at Tom Field in Wausau.
Very good. Tom King, a man from Zaleski Sports. East gets the win.
Seven stops on fourth down for Wausau East. That is outstanding defense. You know, Tomahawk is kind of the team to beat in the Great Northern Conference. We're waiting for an update from Alex Cook on the Tomahawk game against Mosinee tonight. After that, though, it's a bit of a jumble. So, hey, if Wausau East can string together some victories and get in the postseason, maybe they can rattle some Sabres.
All right, Burlington, Lake Geneva Badger. Southern Lakes Conference, top-ranked Badger against Burlington. Let's find out what happened in this game from Dick Graceffa from DG Sports and WRJN Radio in Racine. Dick?
Hey, Chuck and Dan. Six different Badgers score in this game. Matt O'Grady goes over 800 yards rushing. Mr. Everything. It was pure domination by Lake Geneva Badger. They improved to 6-0 overall. More importantly, 4-0. Just a dominant performance. Both sides of the ball by the Badgers.
Very good. Dick Graceffa, Badger wins 49-14 over Burlington.
So Lake Geneva Badger is in that tough Southern Lakes Conference. We haven't talked a lot about Waterford this year. They came into this week 3-0. Also, Union Grove gets a victory tonight. They moved to 4-0 in that Southern Lakes. It's a competitive conference, and you know what? The end of the season is going to be a battle as those teams play each other at the end of the year.
All right, Kewaunee in Sturgeon Bay in the Packerland Conference. This was a lopsided game, as expected. Kewaunee wins 55-0. Eric Fisher, a guy from WRLU Radio on hand. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Chuck. Thanks for having me on again. Yeah, happy homecoming to the Kewaunee Storm as they took down Sturgeon Bay, score of 55-0 tonight. Again, just a one-sided affair. Sturgeon Bay took the opening, or excuse me, Kewaunee took the opening kickoff, scored in three plays, under a minute, never looked back. They had the score up to 35-0 after the first quarter, got running clock the rest of the way. Brett Paulson, quarterback for the Storm, two touchdowns to the air, one on the ground, en route to that 55-0 win.
Very good. Eric Fisher, I love Kewaunee. Ever been to Kewaunee? Nice little downtown area.
Right, I think I've been through it. I don't think I've been in it.
Right on the coast there. Here's the one-by-one problem with Kewaunee. There should be a sign when you come into the city, home of former Milwaukee Brewer Jerry Augustine.
Ooh, there you go. Hey, Kewaunee, currently the only unbeaten team left in the Packerland Conference. They are in Division 6, currently unranked, but maybe that changes after they win their fifth in a row tonight.
Boyceville, now 5-0 on the season. Noah Schwartz from iHeartRadio in Eau Claire tells us about Boyceville's 56-6 win over Unity. Noah?
Yeah, it was an ugly one. Of course, Boyceville came in ranked number 4, that 4-0. And they had outscored their opponents 191-8 coming into this ball game, only giving up 8 points to Glenwood City a couple weeks ago. And this game really no different. Their star quarterback Carson Romehild, great on offense, threw some touchdowns. Zach Hellendrung, their great running back, ran in a couple. And this ball game, it was really never a game. Unity just had no answers, and unbelievable domination by Boysville, and they'll face Spring Valley next week.
Very good. Oh, beautiful area out there at Spring Valley, especially in the spring. Spring Valley.
Well, Boysville's going to try and make it look a little uglier if they can go in and they can get a victory. And they are unbeaten on the season thus far. Came into this week ranked as the number 4 team in Division 7, and they remain unbeaten with that big win over Unity.
Boysville, first place in the Dunn-St. Croix Conference. Anything stand out here so far?
You know, as I'm looking at some of the results, I want to head to the Madison area where we will talk a little bit later on with Sean Davis from the Wisconsin State Journal about Lodi getting a 24-7 victory over the Elcats of Lake Mills. And I think Lodi went into that matchup, even though they had one loss and Lake Mills was unbeaten coming in, thinking that they weren't getting the respect they deserved. They were playing some really good football, especially over the last couple games that they got victories in, and they get a big victory over Lake Mills tonight. That's one that really stands out to me in terms of the results that we've already seen this evening.
Muskego has turned it around after an opening week loss to Nina. They roared back and they shut out Brookfield East tonight 21-0. And Muskego on a nice little roll. Matthew Peck from Zaleski Sports saw Muskego's shutout. Matthew.
Yeah, Chuck, it was kind of an interesting one. Muskego only led 7-0 at half, and you know, everybody was like scratching their head around there, and then what happened in the second half was unbelievable. Jackson Nemec had a rushing touchdown in the first quarter, but what happened in the second half is Muskego actually threw two touchdown passes. One of them was a fake punt. Joey Shaw, the quarterback, fake punted it, threw a big touchdown pass in fourth and eighth, and then randomly in the running clock time, it was 14-0, about 5 minutes left. Everybody thought Muskego was going to run. Joey Shaw took a shot down the field for about a 45-yard pass. 21-0 win for Muskego, and it was just unbelievable to think that the passing game highlighted their win.
Good stuff, Matthew Peck from Zaleski Sports. Muskego gets the win.
Ken Krause is just a creative genius when it comes to what he and his offensive staff do with the football. That wing tee that they run, there's all kinds of misdirection, and then every once in a while they'll pull out a pass on you like they did with the fake punt and then the shot downfield, and boy, they're just a tough team to beat, and they're looking really strong right now after they got that win over Arrowhead last week. And how about the defense shutting out a pretty good Brookfield East team that came in with only one loss before this evening?
I am the Ken Krause of sportscasters. What about that?
It's an interesting comparison. I'll have to think about that one, Chuck.
Mike Wentland, well, you said genius, so that's what perked me up a
super
little.
Genius.
Yes. Mike Wentland from Zaleski Sports. Oshkosh North trying to go stay unbeaten. They did tonight. They had no problems with Green Bay East, 36-0. Mike Wentland, Oshkosh North, man, they got a solid rock team this year.
Yeah, they're very senior heavy, 20 seniors on the team, and they did what they had to do in this one. They got two long, methodical drives in the first quarter, one-yard touchdown runs from running back Jamari Scott and then quarterback Bryce Ott on a read option. And when it flipped to the second, the defense decided that was a fun idea. So on back-to-back possessions, they would get pick sixes, both from 23 yards out. First, it was linebacker Andrew Oler had a ball right into his lap, and he was able to get a convoy in. And then corner Tyler Farnsworth ripped it from the receiver. On the way back, he was wrapped up around the 12-yard line, broke three tackles, and was pushed into the end zone by his own teammates. And it was off and running from there. They would get a safety on a bad snap in that second quarter. And then they would get after another interception by Farnsworth, they would get a 62-yard screen pass from Ott to Jamari Scott. And it would be 36-0 at half. And with the running clock, there was really nothing else to do. They just let things run where they may. Second half took half an hour, if that at all. And Oshkosh North, 6-0, looking very strong. And if they can put a full four quarters together against the top teams, they have Sheboygan North in a couple of weeks, and then they end with Notre Dame in what should be the conference championship. They're a team that I don't think will be stopped until maybe that Week 9 matchup. They're looking very, very strong.
Wow. And about 25 years ago, they had a state championship at Oshkosh North with a guy by the name of Darren Charles, Doherty, and Steve Jorgensen was the head coach. And they're unbeaten so far.
But they're going to take on Sheboygan North and Notre Dame in Weeks 8 and Week 9, which are going to be big-time challenges. Of course, Notre Dame, the defending Division 3 state champions. Oshkosh North has had an easier schedule thus far, but they've taken care of business. They are 6-0. They'll go up against Green Bay West at West next week. Keep in mind, though, those games against North and Notre Dame, they will be hosted by Oshkosh North at UW-Oshkosh.
After three straight losses to start the Fox Valley Association, Fondy gets the win. Traveling to Appleton East tonight, 35-0. Nick Van Knocker, football. Football Friday Night Affiliate, KFIZ Radio in Fond du Lac, made the trip up north. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. If there was one bright spot after losing to Kokona last week, it was Fond du Lac had to start their backup quarterback, Eli Mikolcavage, and they found out they got two talented quarterbacks. They used both of them tonight in the victory. Mikolcavage started the game with a 23-yard touchdown pass to Everett Avila. In the second half, it was DeAndre Williamson, two big pass plays downfield and an 8-yard touchdown pass to Guardian Harris. Two turnovers for the Cardinals defense in the shutout, a 35-0 victory for their first conference win.
Good job, Nick Van Nocker and the Cardinals. Yes, as you mentioned right there, got the win. We're coming right back. This is Football Friday Night.
House. Yeah, she's mighty, mighty. I just letting it all hang out. House. Yeah, she's the one, the only one.
Right on the banks of the Wisconsin River, there is a spot where friends gather, family celebrate, and the food always hits the spot. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill, S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open daily at 11 a.m. through mid-November, then 6 days a week all winter long. Every Friday, enjoy their year-round fish fry and $3 old-fashions. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill, your place on the river.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values.
Wallace Cooper and Elliott are proud to support Richland Center Hornets football. Just like the Hornets, they know that teamwork, preparation, and protection make all the difference. So whether it's home, auto, life, or business insurance, the team is here to help you protect what matters most. From Friday night lights to everyday life, they're in your corner. Let's go, Hornets! From your friends at Wallace Cooper and Elliott.
First down!
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
Welcome back to Football Friday Night. My name is Chuck Freeman, along with Dan Pfeiffer, statewide here on the Wisconsin Radio Network. We're here every Friday night during the high school football season, right up until the state semifinals. And that is only a few weeks away. The weather was a beautiful night for football tonight.
It was a gorgeous night out. We did have some thunderstorm issues last week. Yeah. I'll tell you what, tonight, if anything, it was maybe a little too warm, Chuck, I'll tell you.
It was. Went out and hit some golf balls before the show today, and I was sweating. I had to go back inside and take a shower before heading over here. We got some good games that we're going to talk about tonight. Franklin and Kenosha Bradford. Michael Whitlow is going to join us a little bit later on in the show. But Franklin is just showing just how tough they are. I mean, they're great to begin with. But I thought Bradford would give them a little bit more than a game. 35-0 Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin shut them out. And we talk about Franklin's offense year after year. But when their defense steps up like that against a Red Devils team that was unbeaten coming into this game, it almost makes you think that Franklin's just not going to get tested until we get to the later round of the playoffs, if even at all, before they get to Camp Randall, because that's a Franklin team. We've seen them roll through the playoffs before, and this looks like another one of Lewis Brown's groups that could do it again.
All right, Marcus Zan tied for first in the Eastern Suburban Conference. They won again tonight, 22-12 over Poinette. Mike Tronson, DailyDodge.com, Football Friday Night affiliate, ESPN Radio, and Beaver Dam on hand for this one. Tronny.
Yeah, guys, Marcus Zan used a balanced offensive attack and a very stout defense to get a 22-12 win. The Hornets got rushing touchdowns, one each, from their quarterback, Graydon Vredeveld, their fullback, Tristan Eckstein, and a wingback, Aiden Gehring. But the real story, guys, was defense. The Hornets, coming into this game, the last 3 weeks have allowed a combined 14 points, and they were solid again tonight. Poinette's star running back, Vance Hathaway, came into the game with 735 yards on the ground, averaging over 7 yards a carry. They held him to just 51 yards on 17 carries, no touchdowns tonight. They get the job done. They go to 6-0, and they're now 4-0 in the Eastern Suburban, guys.
Very good. Mike Tronson, Daily Dodge, as Marcus Zan wins over Poinette.
Marcus Zan, pretty easy schedule until the final week of the season. That's when they'll go up against a 5-1 Cambridge team, and that'll be Cambridge's chance to try and, because Marcus Zan is the only unbeaten team left in the Eastern Suburban right now.
All right, our next stop, we're going to go to Tomahawk against Mozanie. We're going to this guy because he's so much better than the guy we had before him. Alex Cook from WJJQ in Tomahawk. He replaced Hunter Baumgart.
Who?
One of those guys.
Yeah.
Did Tomahawk go to 6-0 tonight, Alex?
Unfortunately, they did not.
Wow.
They suffered their first loss of the season. They lost to Mozanie 21-14 at home. It really was an interesting matchup, Chuck. What ended up happening was Cash Olsen, Tomahawk's starting quarterback, went down with a lower leg injury in the second quarter of the game. He was seen on crutches at halftime. So my best guess is that he probably has a severe injury that is going to sideline him for at least the rest of the year. Tomahawk did play pretty well defensively. The problem was that they allowed just a couple of big plays from Mozanie quarterback Tree Stoppel, two big touchdown passes, one to Mitchell Micklig and one to Braden Rinke. The Hatchets were able to run the ball. They ran for 207 yards on the ground, but unfortunately they would fall 21-14. Just a couple of key turnovers, a couple of key penalties, key mistakes in big spots. Now, there is a positive for Tomahawk. They are still tied atop the Great Northern Conference, and Medford lost to Wausau East today. So that is going to be something to pay attention to as well. Tomahawk losing to Mozanie 21-14. They got Medford next. Meanwhile, Mozanie has Rhinelander coming up next week.
That is no reflection on the broadcaster. I'm going to blame that one on Hunter Baumgart, that loss. That's what I'm going to do.
Tough loss for Tomahawk. Tough loss in losing Cash Olsen, and that throws the Great Northern into some chaos. You had Lakeland, who entered the week with one loss. Merrill with one loss. Talking about Mozanie getting that victory. Great Northern up for grabs now.
An hour to go. Here, this is Football Friday Night.
When I went off to fight some battle, but I didn't
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscatine, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
WRCO 100.9
FM, Richland Center. Bring your energy, bring your big boy pack.
Welcome to Football Friday Night, brought to you by Bax Hybrids.
Ain't nothing like it. Hey, let's go be the best.
At Bax, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Coming up, scores and highlights from around the state, plus reaction, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
That is us here on Football Friday Night. Yes, we are here every Friday night while the rest of you guys are enjoying your fish fries after your high school games. We're in this beautiful studio, myself and Dan Pfeiffer. And Spencer Williams, when the king of Kohler is not parading around Kohler, he's in studio with us.
Maybe I can be more honest than you, Chuck. Beautiful, this studio? I don't know.
Well, you know, they don't have to know. They do not have to know.
Put it this way. We're
our mics
in the
work.
Studio.
That's all I care.
Yeah, that works.
All I care about. All right. Our first stop.